Over the river and through the woods, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, fully in holiday mode, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. Only me right now, because a little under the weather today, and the sore throat leading into everything in our normal record day, so I told everybody to stay away so I wouldn't make them sick for Thanksgiving. But I'm going to do a little quick show here for you because we had a lot of stuff planned for Thanksgiving and I want to share it. So much, much shorter show. There will not be a Black Friday show. I'm sorry. So it's what it is what it is. We had something planned, but again, the Griblies came in and made me throat sore, so that's what we're going to do. Coming up, though, today, a few Thanksgiving things that you might want to expect in our very short show. I want to take the opportunity right now to welcome aboard all of our new listeners that might have found us through our Facebook promotion that we did. We did a little sponsored post to get the word out there about the Nate Darling Show, and we've gotten quite a few new listeners, so welcome aboard. Thanks for listening, and as always, thank you for telling a friend. If you like what you hear, pass it on, because the show is free. With the holiday and the illness, a little abnormal week, but normally new shows Wednesday and Friday, and once Diana Hong gets her schedule squared away again, hopefully we'll be back to having the Well Hong podcast on Monday, which is along the same lines, but a little bit of a different show. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning on a friend. Coming up, of course, in December, we're going to have our Christmas music show, which I've done for the past couple of years, where we showcase the favorite Christmas songs of some of our hosts. So Christmas and holiday, too. So there'll be a little bit of everything for that. The other thing is Black Friday. Since we're not doing a Black Friday show, I want to mention this. If you want to go out, if you're one of those people who loves going out and standing in line for Black Friday, God bless you. Do your thing. But one of the best ways to get even better deals than you're going to find in a store without having to face the crush of humanity is checking out Amazon. They've got a Black Friday deals week up now. Of course, Cyber Monday is next Monday, so there's a lot of deals going on at Amazon. And as always, if you're going to shop on Amazon, please go to the website first. It's NateDarlingShow.com. You may be there right now anyway, and click that Shop Amazon tab. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. They kick a little percentage of whatever you buy down to us. So we do appreciate that. And of course, with Amazon and the gift-giving season, you can have not only gifts shipped, you can have gifts wrapped and shipped wrapped. So you arrive and the gift has arrived before you and it's all ready to go. So no sneaky snoopers are going to find out what you got them. Because even if they crack the outside box, they're just going to find a nicely wrapped gift with a little note, and you can customize the note and everything. And they do that for, I think it's like $3.50 for each gift that you're going to have wrapped. So not a bad deal at all. And it arrives gift wrapped, so you don't have to worry about hauling gifts here and there. And if you've got people who live far away, it's always nice to give that little gift and have it wrapped. So have a great holiday season. All right, first of all, one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is a classic episode, and I say classic because that's kind of redundant because the show's been off the air for a really long time, WKRP in Cincinnati, and one of the episodes that's their most known and most loved is their Thanksgiving episode, in which their station manager comes up with a great idea for a promotion for the station to get them noticed, and that is they're going to give away turkeys on Thanksgiving. But they do it in a little bit different way.
It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W.K.R.P. ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. And
one is running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
So that's the giveaway. They decided to drop live turkeys out of a helicopter over a mall in suburban Cincinnati. And that was the live report from the on-the-spot reporter Les Nessman of the turkeys hitting the ground like wet cement. Cut back and forth between him and the people in the DJ booth who had no idea what the promotion was, just reacting to it in real time. Time passes a little bit. Of course, there are complaint calls that come in. And then the intrepid reporter returns to the station right after the sales manager and the station manager to recount why they can't understand how this went wrong.
Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
Oh, it's strange.
Yeah, right.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
So that is the quintessential moments of the WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop episode for Thanksgiving. Of course, the thing that most people know about for Thanksgiving is, you know, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. That's something that's on every year. I'm sure you've checked it out at this point. But I didn't want to delve too deeply into that. I really thought we should find some things that you might not remember, like this Thanksgiving commercial.
I'm not an award-winning chef. No turkey trophies or mashed potato medals. Never been one for all that attention. Years in the kitchen have taught me anything. It's that when the right ingredients come together, it's magic. That's why, when it comes to stabbing neighborhood kids in the face and baking them into a casserole, there's only one choice. Stabbington knives. I'm a cuckoo crazy murderer, and I need the cuckoo crazy magic of a damn good knife.
Happy Thanksgiving from Stabbington Knives, the company that makes knives for old ladies who have psychotic breaks after the kids in their neighborhood trample their prized water daisies. Stabbington Knives. They sharp.
Tremendousaur!
Okay, that's a fake commercial. Sorry. But this one is not fake. It's from 1956. It's the Butterball Turkey Thanksgiving Dinner.
Flavorful golden brown turkey is the crowning glory of your holiday dinner table. And real butter helps you serve a butter-baked masterpiece. Here's how to butter-bake your turkey. After stuffing the bird, pat lots of soft butter all over, especially on the drumsticks, breast, and wings. Next, cover the entire turkey with cheesecloth dipped in melted butter to protect it from shrinking in your oven. Then bake it slowly, without a lid. Never higher than 300 to 325 degrees. Every half hour, faced with butter. When it's golden brown, you'll serve your family and guests the juiciest, tenderest turkey ever because you use butter. This year, bake your holiday turkey the American Dairy Association way with real butter.
Honey, this turkey tastes like butter because it's nothing but butter. Real, real commercial. And with the holidays, of course, there's always, in addition to the commercials, there's the public service announcements that warn you that you need to be safe. And what can you do to keep yourself safe? Well, if you're going to go out and have a good time, here's what the fine folks in Michigan suggest.
Good Thanksgiving. Unbuckling your belt after a big meal. Bad Thanksgiving. Unbuckling your seatbelt while driving. Good Thanksgiving. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Bad Thanksgiving. Mashed face on dashboard. Good Thanksgiving. Stuffing the turkey. Bad Thanksgiving. Driving drunk, then being stuffed into a patrol car. This Thanksgiving, extra patrols are on the road to keep Michigan safe. Give thanks. Drive safely. A message from the Michigan State Police.
That's also real. So, remember, don't unbuckle your seatbelt and smash your face into the dashboard. Because that'll be a bad, bad Thanksgiving. Back when I was a kid, and I'm sure a lot of you may remember this, was Schoolhouse Rock. And these are all available on YouTube. And, of course, they put out the DVDs again. Not so long ago, a couple of years ago, you could buy the whole Schoolhouse Rock set. Well, I remember this one. It's Schoolhouse Rock sort of explaining Thanksgiving, but also sort of the founding of the country. This one's called No More Kings.
Rockin' and a rollin', smishin' and a splashin' over the horizon, what can it be? The pilgrims sailed the sea to find a place to call their own. In their ship Mayflower, they hope to find a better home. They finally knocked on Plymouth Rock, and someone said, we're there. It may not look like home, but at this point I don't care. Oh, they were missing Mother England. They swore their loyalty until the very end. Anything you say, King, it's okay, King. You know it's kind of scary on your own. Gonna build a new land the way we planned. Could you help us run it till it's grown? Planted corn, you know, they built their houses one by one. And bit by bit they worked until the colonies were done. They looked around, yeah, up and down, and someone said, hooray! If the king could only see us now, he would be proud of us today. They knew that now they'd run their own land. But George III still vowed he'd rule them to the end. Anything I say, do it my way now. Anything I say, do it my way. Don't you get to feeling independent, 'cause I'm gonna force you to obey. He taxed their property, he didn't give them any choice. And back in England, he didn't give them any voice. That's called taxation without representation, and it's not fair. But when the colonies complained, the king said, I don't care. He even has the nerve to tax our cup of tea. To put it kindly, king, we really don't agree. Gonna show you how we feel, we're gonna dump this tea. Harbor into the biggest cup of tea in history. They wanted no more Mother England. They knew the time had come for them to take command. It's very clear you're being unfair, King. No matter what you say, we won't obey. Gonna hold a revolution now, King, and we're gonna run it all away with no more king.
We're gonna elect a president.
No more king.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more king.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's gonna tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
Okay, that wasn't the Thanksgiving one. Sorry about that. You have to forgive me. I'm a little under the weather. But we will have the Thanksgiving one in just a second. But before we get to that, you know, one of the things we like to do on the Thanksgiving episode is sort of go through all of the things that we're thankful for over the course of the year. And of course, all the other guys aren't here, so it's going to just be me. First of all, I want to thank everybody who has been listening to the show, because it's the reason why we do this. We really enjoy giving everybody a little bit of comedy, a little bit of levity. Keeping people company for a couple of hours a week is something that really means a lot to us. And, you know, we really appreciate you listening and passing along the word to a friend and letting them know that, hey, there's kind of this cool thing going on. Appreciate everybody who's shopping Amazon through the tab on NateDarlingShow.com. Of course, that helps keep everything going here. We bought some new equipment this year that it made it a lot easier to do that. Plus, you know, we got bandwidth. We have all of these other things that go into doing a podcast. And, you know, we really appreciate that. As far as personally goes, it's been a big year for me. moved the podcast studios because I moved in with my girlfriend, Leslie, who is really very special to me and a special person in general. So I appreciate her. I appreciate and I'm thankful for my co-hosts, Diana Hong and Kareem Daniels and Sam Platts and the newest addition to the show, Jason Casey. They come into my home and we do comedy in my home every week. And it goes out to the world, all around the world. And I'm very thankful to all of them, because it's one of these things where no one here gets paid. We're doing this for free because we like doing it. Yes, it does help us get better at certain things, but we love doing it. We love hanging out and having it's a good time for us to do the show. It's fun. And hopefully that comes across to everybody listening that we're having a really good time doing it. So those are just a few of the things that I'm thankful for this year. Thankful for good health, despite the little thing today. My good health, I'm thankful, you know, for my relatives and other people who have been a great help for me and for my dad. My dad lives back in Vermont and I'm in Sacramento, California. So I can't be there to handle all of the little things. So I have one cousin in particular who has stepped up and been fantastic with that. And, you know, I couldn't do that without, I just, the level of stress that is gone from my life because he's doing that is absolutely amazing. So, thank you for that. And, it's just so many things to be thankful for. And, I'm also, here's the biggest thing that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the fact that I have stopped getting into arguments on Facebook about social policies, politics, whatever. I refuse to be a social media warrior because I stopped doing that not so long ago. And the big thing was, I knew there was some energy that went into it. After about 2 or 3 days of not doing it anymore, I just felt I was so much happier because I didn't have that constant thing. And yeah, of course I see stuff on social media that pisses me off that has to do with whether it's Donald Trump or Ben Carson or something really liberal or something really conservative that's just like complete and utter nonsense. Maybe I hide the post. Maybe I just scroll past it. But I do not engage in it, and so much better. That's the beauty of this show, is if I got something I want to complain about or rail on about or just, you know, make a joke of, that's what this is for. Because what we do is we highlight the absurd in the world, whether it's politics, entertainment, or just our own lives. We're a podcast about absurdity, and that's kind of where we go with that. So, all right, now I've finally found the actual, I believe this is the, is this the Thanksgiving one? It said it was the Thanksgiving one, and then I clicked on it, and it says Mother Necessity. So, you know what? We're going to pass that. Pass up on the Schoolhouse Rock. And wrap up the show. So, the show's going to be about 25 minutes, which is way more than I was expecting to do. Throat's holding out so far, but a lot of audio help on that one. So, thank you to the to all of the stuff that's on YouTube. Thank you to YouTube. And now thank you to the the Vince Guaraldi trio for this Thanksgiving theme is I bring you the Today I Found Out 10 Thanksgiving Myths Dispelled. Myth number one, the Pilgrims invited the Indians to the Harvest Festival. In fact, from Edward Winslow's letter in December of 1621 and William Bradford's passage of Plymouth Plantation, which there are only two first-hand passages that directly describe the event, the wording seems to imply the Indians simply stopped by at random times throughout the event. Nowhere does it say they were invited. It's likely that the noise from the various shooting games and the festivities is what brought them over to investigate what the hell was going on, at which point they were allowed to participate in the festivities, and at one point, they contributed 5 deer. Myth number two, the Pilgrims celebrated the first Thanksgiving in America. Not true. In fact, the particular Pilgrim event that's often cited as the first Thanksgiving wasn't even a Thanksgiving festival. It was a harvest festival, made clear by the fact that the Indians were allowed to participate and there were games and dancing throughout the event. None of this would have been allowed at a holiday set aside to give thanks to God. However, the Pilgrims had actual Thanksgiving holidays before the Harvest Festival. These days of giving thanks to God were very common and celebrated throughout the year in England, many parts of Europe, and whenever there was something significant for a group to be thankful for. Myth number three, the Pilgrims celebrated Thanksgiving at the end of November. It's actually thought to have taken place sometime between mid-September and late October, you know, when they have Canadian Thanksgiving. The specific Harvest Festival was based on traditional English Harvest Festivals that typically occurred on September 29th, and it's thought the Pilgrims Harvest Festival was around the same time. Myth number four, Pilgrims and Indians sat down to Thanksgiving dinner. In fact, given that many Pilgrims lacked the utensils and dishes at this point, that around 90 Native Americans participated along with 52 Pilgrims, they are thought to have simply set their food on available flat surfaces, which makes sense, and people would eat with their hands whenever they were hungry during the three-day festival. The Indians came and went as they pleased over the course of 3 days. Myth number five, and I'm just reading this, so if you're upset that I'm not saying Native Americans, sorry. The Indians were dressed in loincloths for this event. No. If you've been in New England in late fall or, you know, late September, early October, it's not true. They would have been far too cold dressed in loincloths. By this time, they would have already donned much more suitable garb for the chilly weather. Number six, the Pilgrims wore all black and white clothing and buckled top hats. No. That was a clothing style of the day in England in the late 17th century, and it carried into the 18th and 19th century depictions. Artist depictions at the time then simply depicted Pilgrims as having the same style clothing that had become the fashion in England. The depictions of the Pilgrims' clothing endured to this day, but historical records of the Pilgrims' clothing, such as passenger list on the Mayflower, wills, which included descriptions of clothing and other such records, paint a very different picture than late 17th century artists. For starters, the Pilgrims didn't wear buckled hats. They also didn't wear buckles on their shoes or their waists. Buckles were expensive and not in fashion at the time. They simply wore much cheaper leather laces to tie up their shoes, hold up their pants. They also didn't only wear black and white. Their common garb was very colorful, as was the fashion of the time. They only wore predominantly black and gray clothing on Sundays. The rest of the time, they wore heavily dyed clothing in many different colors, basically all the colors that could be achieved with the natural dyes. In one example, a pilgrim by the name of Brewster left his clothing in his will to someone. This clothing was described as such: one blue cloth suit, green drawers, a violet cloth coat, black silk stockings, sky blue garters, red grosgrain suit, a red waistcoat, tawny colored suit with silver buttons. Myth number seven, Pilgrims ate popcorn on Thanksgiving. No, they did not. In fact, while there's little evidence of what they actually ate their first Thanksgiving, they certainly wouldn't have eaten popcorn because all they had available at the time was flint corn, and this type of corn doesn't actually pop. When it's heated, it just expands slightly. Thus, it wasn't very palatable in the form, so they tended to boil it. Myth number eight, eating turkey makes people drowsy. The reason turkey is said to cause drowsiness is that it contains tryptophan. Tryptophan is used by your body to create serotonin. Serotonin, among other things, acts as a calming agent in the brain, plays a key role in sleep. So with turkey containing tryptophan, one would logically say it would make you sleepy after you eat it, except it's not actually true. Why not? Because of how the body deals with tryptophan. It not only needs to be taken on an empty stomach to have any instant effect, but it also needs little or no other amino acids or protein present in order for it to make you drowsy after you eat something. Basically, you're drowsy because you eat a lot and you get tired. Myth number 9, turkeys get their name from settlers noticing they made a turk, turk, turk sound. No. In the 16th century, when North American turkeys were first introduced en masse to Europe, there was another bird that was popularly imported throughout Europe and England called the guinea fowl. Now, the guinea fowl was imported from Madagascar via the Ottoman Empire. Merchants who did this were known as turkey merchants. So there you go. And myth number 10, President Roosevelt set aside the official date of Thanksgiving as the fourth Thursday in November instead of the last as it had been before. Now, while Roosevelt did technically do it in 1939, what he was actually trying to do was set a precedent that Thanksgiving should always be the second to last Thursday in November in order to lengthen the Christmas shopping season. November of 1939 happened to have 5 Thursdays. The following year only had 4, and Roosevelt thus named the third Thursday in November as Thanksgiving. He did it again in 1941 before Congress finally had to intervene due to the fact that only half the states were following Roosevelt's Franksgiving. The other half, except Texas, those dicks, went with a more traditional final Thursday in November. Texas chose to celebrate both days as Thanksgiving because everything's bigger in Texas and their dicks. It was Congress who set aside the date as the fourth Thursday in November to go into effect in 1942. It was a compromise between the two factions, as sometimes it would be the last Thursday in November and sometimes the second to the last. So there it is. Those are your Thanksgiving myths dispelled. So because there's no Black Friday show, I want to give you a chance to hear Alonzo Bowden. He's a comedian, and he talked about going to Walmart on Black Friday. Another reason you should be instead just shopping Amazon through the tab on NateDarlingShow.com.
I did something this year just purely for the adventure. I went to Walmart on Black Friday because I'd never been shot. And I just wanted to see what that felt like. What the hell is going on at Walmart? And what is wrong with us as Americans? Why are we there? Walmart on Black Friday is a strange, it's like Shark Week meets the LA riots. It's people in a feeding frenzy with carts filled with televisions and we're fighting over, we're shooting and stabbing, people getting trampled at Walmart for cheap Chinese crap. You know, and here's the thing, we buy all this stuff at Walmart and our money goes to China, then the Chinese fly over here and they're shopping at Nordstrom. You don't see any Chinese people at Walmart. They're like, man, my cousin in prison made that crap. I'm not buying. We've lost our minds. That's what it is. Collectively, as Americans, I love my country, but we have lost our minds. I don't know when we held the meeting, when we had the vote, when we all got together and said, you know what? Screw it. From here on out, now we don't even care. We'll just play along. Honestly, like, when did we develop a fascination with garbage?
So that's Alonzo Bowden talking about Black Friday at Walmart. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the weirdly truncated Thanksgiving/Black Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. I'm going to call it the Under the Weather Thanksgiving episode. Thanks again to all my co-hosts who voluntarily stayed away so I wouldn't get them sick. Next week, new shows as I talk about Thanksgiving in Vegas. I'll leave you with Steely Dan and Black Friday.
When Black Friday comes, stand down by the door. Catch the gray men when they dive from the 14th floor. And when Black Friday comes, lick everything I'm owed. Before my friends find out, I'll be on the road.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.